You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're on, and we're on with David Siqueiros. David Siqueiros, did I get it right that time? I've been trying for 10 minutes.
Okay, Jim just tried my name, and it's pretty good this time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, David. Now, listen, we're going to talk to David. He is on. He does some of the best people in town. He does video. He does audio. He helps them make their content for their social media. And David, we're going to talk about tips today. So tell me, what's the number one thing people need to know about when they're looking to create content for their website and such?
As simple as it sounds, you need to have a basic introduction, a body, and a close. It's a story that you want to tell the people that are looking at your brand or your product or whatever about what you're all about. It's really simple, and most people miss it.
So David, so if they miss that part, and they get that right, what should they do next? They've got their message, they've got it prepped, they're looking clean cut or whatever image they want to project. What's next?
I think they have to understand that today you need somebody special to be able to do this for you. And as I go, I produce and make ad agency results without ad agency structure and cost. Many of my clients are beyond the fact that they've bought very expensive equipment for the millennials and realize that the millennials don't really have it, even though they have great equipment to make something beautiful for them. I do a lot of consultations with companies and individuals where I actually go in, show them how things work, and advise them the kind of equipment that they need to buy so that they can do it in-house if that's what they want to do.
Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff for clients. We've got Dr. Marty. You were here when I made my most famous utterance when I said, Marty, people aren't watching Facebook Live to see your tush. They want to see you inject me with Botox. That was a good one. But you also work with Louis Vuitton and Comedy Central. Tell me a little bit about this Comedy Central thing. That's kind of recent, isn't it?
Comedy Central was my first directorial debut here in Miami. I was able to work with all of the cast members from the most current Baywatch movie.
The Rock?
Exactly. And Zach and everybody else. These guys were just the super fun guy. But we had a really funny guy that came along, and they produced this really cool, funny 22-minute show, which I was really, really happy to be a part of.
Well, that's really cool. Now, let's get back to who our listeners typically are, and we'll get another good, juicy backstory in a second. Our people that listen to our show typically are top-level executives. So what do they need to know? Let's just start at the basics. Let's say they want to just have a basic headshot. They usually last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It looks like a baby picture by the time the person gets a new one. That's not really the right approach, is it?
No, not really. What you need to do is constantly update your photos and constantly update your pictures. And that's where I come into play and help people do that sort of stuff in a very budget conscious way.
Well, you're going to have to help me because I'm budget. I have a budget and I'm conscious. So... So we're going to have to do that. David, let's say we were going to do a headshot for somebody. Where would you take them? Would you do that at their desk, behind like a generic background, out on the beach? How would you pick the background?
Well, a lot of the times I coordinate and get with the client and find out exactly what it is that they have in mind for what they see in their head and sort of make that happen. The most recent project was with XPO Logistics. And the CEO, Bradley S. Jacobs, of this incredible logistics company, allowed me to come in to Greenwich, Connecticut, and photograph the entire executive team before a big board meeting. I traveled with a white set, and I'd already spoken with them, and we decided, hey, everything's going to be on a white background. And I was able to go to Connecticut and photograph probably 30 guys in a couple of days. And as far as I know, they're really happy with them, and their profile pictures are now on everybody's LinkedIn page.
I could guarantee you if they weren't happy, you would have heard about that. Happy you don't hear about. Unhappy you hear about real fast.
I like it when the phone doesn't ring after a project. When the phone rings after a project, you know you have problems.
Now, tell me generically, you don't have to out the person, what's the funniest thing that ever happened to you on a shoot?
Okay, the funniest thing that ever happened to me on a shoot was when somebody didn't show up.
So?
So the boss ended up getting really upset with them, and I can't repeat what was really said.
But it was funny to watch.
It was definitely funny to watch a subordinate get reamed by the big boss.
Now, what was the most interesting set that you produced and the image that it projected?
Probably the photograph that I did of Andy Warhol back in 19, I don't even want to say.
Hold it, you photographed Andy Warhol?
I did photograph
Andy Warhol.
Why am
I not doing the whole interview on that?
Well, because this photograph is a very special photograph. It's in the Warhol Museum, and it's actually been selected to be part of an Andy Warhol photographic retrospective, which is going to start to display, if you can believe it, in 2020.
Listen, that's how long it takes for this stuff. But here's my real question. Can you flip me the photo so I can use that for your posting?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, that would be absolutely awesome.
So I have some great collectors with that here in Miami. The Goldmans purchased a print along with people that you might recognize their names, like Ralph Lauren and Anna Wintour from Vogue.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. At least, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
This is great. Tell me more good stuff.
Well, Jerry Powers and Jason Bin, the original founders of Ocean Drive, were the guys that originally hired me here in Miami and got me going.
That's who gave you your start?
And they kept me as their biggest hidden secret. They wouldn't tell anybody who was doing their videos because they didn't want me working for anybody.
Amazing.
Else.
I don't need anything else. You're fully qualified to do virtually everything if you work for those two guys at the heyday, I'm imagining.
Hey, at the heyday. And one of my favorite guys right now is Dr. Marty Ziyak, and he's one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life. Besides being an exceptional dermatologist and world-renowned and in demand all over the world, he is one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life.
I love him. I've gone to a ball game with Marty. Marty's a guy you want to have a beer and a dog with, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I want to go to the next game.
Oh, you will. So let me ask you this. So you did the Ocean Drive shoots. That's where I got my... I'm going to pull it out, and you were there, I guarantee it. That's where I got it. Fisher Island, I got the Ocean Drive shoot where I met Shaq, got Shaq to sign his game day program for when he came back with the Lakers. What a mensch.
It was a mensch. And also, if you can remember, Donald Trump was there.
I didn't meet.
You didn't meet. But through Ocean Drive, I was able to talk to people like Eva Longoria, Don Shula, Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade, Pitbull, Diddy, Jamie Foxx, Ludacris, Colin Farrell. I could go on for days.
Yeah, and Jim Freed, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Let's call a spade here.
Exactly.
You know, those people need to get puffed up by the people in the company they keep. So David, we've only got a couple minutes left. Let me ask you, how do people get a hold of you? Phone numbers, website, how do they view your work product? It must be all over town, all over the internet.
Well, it is all over the internet, but I am Miami's best kept secret. My company is called Digital Pictures. We're at digitalpictures.net. I have an upscale and unconventional point of view. I service an array of clients who are accustomed to quality service. From inception to completion, I deliver superior content. And I like to believe it's made with an unbeatable level of professional service.
Beyond that, let me give you a testimonial here. Whenever Dr. Marty comes on the show, you're the one that coordinates everything. You're the one that makes sure it comes off without a hitch. You're the one here's early setting up. You're the one who makes sure Marty shows up. You're soup to nuts, the person that makes the production run.
That's right. And you know what? I'm really lucky because Dr. Marty could have anybody he likes, and he lets me work with him. And he understands that in today's world, 10% of the online consumers remember what they read, but 50% remember what they see.
Oh, I'm going to leave it at that. Would you mind if that's where we end it?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's it. That hit it out of the park right there. If they want to get a hold of you, where do they find you, David?
Digitalpictures.net on the internet. Or you can call the studio at 305-534-7224.
Well, we've got people that are New York Jets fans that listen to the show, so you've got to go extra slow for them. Say the number again.
It's 305-534-7224.
I hope you don't feel jealous, Sharif, but I love this guy too. Hey, Regan, take it away. Play us some good music for my good friend David. And David, Siqueiros. Did I get it right?
You did.
High five to me for that. Regan, let's rock, and then we're going to come out and do a little bit of an update on what's going on with Vivian in the final segment. So stick with us. Love and hugs and kisses throughout the whole show. More up on Vivian right after this. So take it away, Regan. Thank you, David. You're the best.
Thank you.